This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And don't forget, everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, too, and our bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Do not forget also to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and check everything out that's there. And by the way, a special shout out good morning to our listeners in Las Vegas, Nevada. Had several people chime in when we had Wayne Allen Root on in the first hour. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
What on earth is going on in California? Holy Mother of God. Now, we heard it was going to be 800,000 people without power for maybe 2 or 3 days. That's what I heard. Did you hear the same thing?
Yes. And that was the press release put out by, PG&E?
PG&E, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's supposed to be 48 hours. But 800,000 is completely the wrong number.
Right.
It's more than that. So you and I were talking about it last night, and we said 800,000 because that's what PG&E told us.
Until today.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right. So we're well above, I think, about 1.5 million.
Yeah, about 1.6 million or something like that, 1.5 million. But here's the other thing. It's not going to be for 2 or 3 days. They came out today and said there will be some people without power for a week.
Correct.
My God. What the hell's got... Well, okay, let's back up for a second. Does this political correctness run amok because they got sued a year ago and were held responsible for the 85 deaths for starting the fire because of their power line, and they had to pay a whole bunch of settlement money, and they're worried about that. They declared bankruptcy, so here they are covering their butt right now. Is that what this is?
Well, it's not political correctness. It's desperation is what it is. These power companies are regulated.
Right.
And you have commissioners and you got a governor here. I cannot believe that the governor hasn't stepped in and said, well, no, you're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Understand something. People and businesses are without power, but also without power, you don't have cell service.
Right.
And you can't get, and where are you supposed to go to get gasoline?
Right.
So businesses then, I'm not even sure they had enough time to necessarily prepare to go get generators. I mean, I was talking to somebody that I think both you and I know that called me last night.
Mm-hmm.
And lives out there, and he said he was losing power in 45 minutes. They give him a time. And I said, well, do you have a generator? No, because nobody was prepared for that. It wasn't like PG&E said, okay,
yeah,
in a month's time, this is what's going to happen. So your Home Depots and your Lowe's and your True Value Hardware's and whatever, you know, stock up on generators. And by the way, if you're going to stock up on generators, go stock up on gasoline.
Right.
If you want to keep things, then they didn't do that.
Right. And at least 34 counties, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, across Northern California, are affected.
There's socialism for you.
Jeez, man. I mean, come on.
But, you know, should there really be some, you know, what, didn't they all go solar and wind anyway out there?
Supposedly, but I mean, come on, California, wake the hell up out there. How are you people going to continue to elect Democrats that are going to do this to you and allow courts, judges to put it, and I get why PG&E declared bankruptcy. I get all of that, okay? Because it was in the hundreds of millions of, as a matter of fact, it might have even been over $1 billion. I mean, 85 people died.
There was a settlement, but we're never going to know all the real truth when it came to what was inside this settlement. And if the settlement, I mean, they came to a settlement, doesn't mean it's been paid out yet either.
No. And they had 85 people die, and of course that's what brings the money up, way up, because what's a human life worth? And some of these people, they were trapped. They couldn't get out. There was no way out because of the firestorm that it just came down on them, and it was like, boom, that was it. End of story. See ya. But the thing is, this is not anything to joke about or to laugh about. But how?
It's not. I mean, you've got agriculture, mm-hmm. you've got livestock,
mm-hmm.
you've got businesses. Small. I mean, what are small businesses supposed to do?
Right.
You got corporations. You got homes. You've got people, medical facilities, hospitals, nursing homes. I mean,
yep. Well, some of what you mentioned have got generators, but still. What are you going to run the generators on? Well, natural gas. Okay, I heard that before. And by the way, our generator we have here at this radio station does run on natural gas, but that's the alternative if you don't have gasoline.
Well, but see, this is not the first rodeo for
right.
Ford. I'm sure, you know, and I don't believe that, well, we know what to do. And I don't believe our governor would have allowed PECO or Duke Energy or whoever
God,
we
no.
have here. Ford.
Yeah.
It would have been such advance notice.
Yeah.
I mean, at least a week or more.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing that necessarily happen in California. I think they got like 3 days notice.
Yep. Well, yeah. And again, some of the people out there will be without power for as much as a week, folks. So good luck to you in California. I guess a lot of you will be listening to me on your car radio. All right, we'll be right back, Denise and I, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. The saga keeps going on here. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. And you know, what do their 385,000 responsibly armed American members all have in common, you say? Well, they get it. They know that for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense in the case they need it for defending themselves, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing is the first person that police will look at when they get there. Now, check out the USCCA logo link on the right tab of my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. When you click on that, a window will drop down, and there will be a free gun a day giveaway. Or the other thing they're doing right now is they're offering $1,000 worth of training along with a weapon, which is part of what they're doing. And after you do that, then you'll have an opportunity to take a look at the three levels of membership. And with membership comes its advantages. And one of it is you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. And that's not a bad deal either. A lot of the garb and the gear that they carry with USCCA, plus that great concealed carry magazine that you will be able to get more information from, and some great savings too every month. So that's the USCCA logo link, right tab on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, joining us again from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon, and she's a writer extraordinaire that does a lot of research on her articles. And yesterday we were kind of chit-chatting back and forth about Syria, and the president defended his Syria pullout against the mounting criticism coming from the Republicans. But there was another statement that was made, which I heard it and I went, I can't believe I heard this. He said, and this is a quote, "The United States never should have been in the Middle East to begin with."
Okay, so do we not respond after
9/11
Al-Qaeda attacked us? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yep, exactly. And the Iraqis weren't going to fight these guys because Saddam Hussein was part of the problem. And when people say, well, he wasn't part of the actual attack, really? Really? Where the hell did Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, and let's not forget, too, Iran has given sanctuary to an awful lot of Al-Qaeda fighters, including, remember, the bin Laden's son, who is now dead.
Yep.
You know, he had sanctuary there, too. So, Trump gets a lot of things right, but I don't think he's right on this one.
Somebody has given him some really bad advice. That's all I can tell
you. On one side of him, he's got Secretary of Defense Esper, and on the other side of him, he's got the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So, okay, so what we have is we've got 50 troops. So we have 1,000 over there.
Right.
In Syria. But we've got 50 troops that have been moved away. Why 50 and not the 1,000? I don't know. But,
well, they were advising the units. They were advisors. That's what I was told.
Anyway, they have been moved away from just two outposts that they were with. And these outposts, by the way, were protecting what was at the time a safe zone that the United States had negotiated with Turkey. Now, what Turkey has done is said, okay, we're going to eliminate this safe zone. So we didn't have any choice after this but to move.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Kurds are, you know, fighting this thing all by themselves, but fine, but they cannot fight off, they don't have the kind of equipment to fight off airstrikes.
Right. Right.
Okay, so the other interesting thing here is that with the detention, again, I heard the number repeated several times yesterday, that there are about 10,000 Islamic State fighters that are in some form of detention.
Yep.
Two of them that are significant, were known as two members of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Remember them?
I do.
Okay.
I do. The beheadings. Yep. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, we have taken those two men specifically, and we have taken them out of the detention. One fellow's name is El Shafi, and the other is Alexander Aman Koti, nicknamed Beatles.
Right.
We have taken them and we've moved them out of that country. They're in a third country right now. They're not telling us where, which is perfectly fine.
Sure.
If they not tell us. Now, these two cats were British, and I think they're the ones that, part of the ones that we have said to the Brits, hey, you better deal with these guys, and they may be the two that they refuse to take back. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But these two cats beheaded 7 Americans, British, and Japanese journalists. Let's not forget, because remember, we have Okay.
Yep.
So we can't know all the details that are going on over there. We've had some nasty, stupid reporting, voided reporting when it comes to all things Syria, because we have to deal with, all kinds of other domestic things, especially media going after Trump on all kinds of domestic fronts.
Mm-hmm.
This war has been raging on for a long time. This is fairly where we are, and I would argue, and I'll say it right here, that this is the beginnings of Erdogan to reestablish the Ottoman Empire in his own image.
Yeah, that's I've heard that from a number of people. Yep. Mm-hmm. So how do we stop this? I mean, he's been told that...
He's the commander-in-chief. So, I mean, right now, he's taking a big hit on this one, which is, I think, part of the reason that the poll numbers went up for his impeachment. You saw where that poll numbers went up, right?
Yeah, I did, but there's also some other things I heard about it, too, but go ahead.
Well, but I'm saying this one happened to be a Fox poll.
Yeah.
So the impeachment numbers are kind of going the wrong way.
Yeah.
I hope his war room is doing some good work here. I don't know, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Worldwide, this one's not looking good with all things Syria.
Well, the other thing is that there is a way and a means, and I was told that don't be surprised if you don't start to see some surface-to-air, possibly what they call the backpack missiles showing up there with the Kurds. I don't know how soon that could happen, but they are in the area. Let's put it that way. That equipment is in the area.
I'll tell you who else is in the area, and this is Iran's regular army.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? Or did they just really show up? Had they been there necessarily all along?
I think they've been
there. They're there. They're mm-hmm. apparently doing some military drills with rapid reaction units, mobile and attack brigades, and helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a theme to this particular drill. It's called One Target, One Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're evaluating the combat readiness. That's what they're telling us. I have a feeling very much that they are there fighting on behalf of Bashar al-Assad.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to go sideways real fast, and I don't know what to say. I mean, it's a bigger disaster than it had to be.
Are we going to get drawn back into this again in a much larger scale? Is that where we're going?
It's beginning to look like it could take on having to go back to Iraq thing after Obama took us out of Iraq. It has the makings of that.
You don't suppose that we did this on purpose to bait them, to let them do what they were going to do?
But even if we did, it's a very convoluted way to get there.
I know it's mind-boggling, and I'm trying to sit here with my military mind and think about why we would do something like this, and that's why I just threw that last thing in there, because stranger than truth, stuff like this has happened before, but I'm not sure that that's the reason.
Well, here you've got these Islamic foreign minister, Zarif, is on the phone with his counterpart in Turkey saying that Iran opposes any Turkish military operations in Syria. Something's wrong with that whole statement. But I think there's a wink, wink, and a nod, nod going on there on that one.
Okay, and we're getting a question from one of our listeners, Lucia, talking about what about the airports, the traffic control, the garbage collections, this, that, and the other in California without the power. There's going to be a lot of stinking going on.
Touche. I mean, mm-hmm. the exactly the right questions. I mean, I cannot believe the governor didn't step in and go, no, 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 you're not doing this.
Yeah, well, it may come to that if enough people raise a ruckus about it. All right, well, here comes the music. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and I'll bet you a dollar we're still talking about what we're talking about tonight.
Precisely.
All right, see you later. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read all the great articles she writes, and I'll be right back with our next military and news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Turkey has launched a military offensive into northern Syria just days after the Trump administration decided to pull back U.S. troops in the area. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger believes the president has abandoned an ally.
And they could easily have turned to Iran. They could easily have turned anywhere else. They stood with the United States of America. And because of a conversation with a basically dictator, President Trump pulled 50 soldiers. And those 50 people were holding back a Turkish attack. Those 50 people, who I'm sure every one of them were in tears when they heard this.
Attorneys for the unidentified whistleblower who filed the complaint against President Trump refuted the president's tweet that the whistleblower has political bias. They say the whistleblower has never worked for a political campaign, candidate, or party, but served in the executive branch as a civil servant. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report number 2, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, and the other one, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour. Right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know that more and more of the young folks out there are coming out of high school, but they're not going right to college. And the reason for that is many of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay you an 80% of what the full scale would be, because we call you 80%ers when you become an apprentice or a trainee and you start out in a union job as a pipe fitter or a welder or an electrician or a plumber or a skilled equipment operator. I mean, that's what happens. If you're in a closed shop, a union shop, you're going to be what we call an 80 percenter. So if you want to make 100% of the pay and start out at $50,000 a year or more, how'd you like to check out the NAA.edu website for National Aviation Academy? Because they definitely will fill the void you're going to have and give you a great career path with that starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. And depending on your skills and how good you are, you can make a lot more than that real quick. So check them out online to find out more, NAA.edu. They have two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, here in Tampa Bay. Make sure you give them a call, too, at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour. That's the tour of the facility. Either one, the one in Concord, the one in Clearwater. Again, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour. You'll be glad you did, and you'll be thanking me after you get the job and you wind up making a whole bunch of money and saying, boy, why didn't they do this sooner? And for you guys and gals in a dead-end, nowhere job, hey, this is your opportunity right here. 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. National Aviation Academy. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment, too. It's all good. It's all good at National Aviation Academy. Now, definitely, we're going to be talking about the Syria situation probably tomorrow, probably the next day, and into next week, because we don't know exactly what Turkey is going to do. They could go in there with superior forces and just annihilate and wipe out the Kurds if that's what they want to do. Or they could try to teach them a lesson a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, until the Kurds say, okay, that's it, we quit. What is it you want? We'll abide by your wishes. I don't know if that's going to happen. So let's look at the solution to the problem, number one. Overwhelming forces, superior firepower, and Turkey goes in there and just wipes out the Kurds. Now, Turkish forces, together with the rebel Free Syrian Army, has crossed the Syrian border right after President Erdogan's communications director said the United States was pulling out of the U.S. to make way for the Turkish incursion. Now, the reason we did that is we didn't want our men and women that were in the area to get shot, wounded, or killed, number one. And I get that. But I also get the fact that we pulled as many of the Kurdish fighters that were fighting with us back as we could, along with their families. Did we get them all out? Probably not. But there is a large group of ISIS and rebels that believe with the ISIS theology, if you will, that are there in that area, that were still there. They needed to be wiped out. They weren't. We didn't eradicate all of the bad guys. They just went to that one last little bastion, and that's where they were, about a 50-mile square area. So now Turkey is taking it upon themselves to go in there and do what they need to do. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Christopher Coons are demanding an all-senators briefing immediately on President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. troops from key positions in northern Syria. Now, did they pull them out of all the areas along that area, that area of Syria? No, they did not. They moved them back, but they didn't pull them totally out of the area. They moved them back. Also, news coming out of Afghanistan tonight that Afghanistan's intelligence agency says a Afghan-U.S. raid in Musa Qala, district of the Helmand province in Afghanistan, bagged a major al-Qaeda leader. And, wow. Okay, Denise Simon just sent me something. Wow. Okay. But anyway, and that's interesting. That's interesting that we got another one of the big bad guys in Afghanistan. Apparently he was a communications guy. So, and by the way, we also got one of the runners for Aiwan al-Zawahiri, one of the message guys, one of the bag runners, got him in the process too. Maybe we got some intel out of that as well. We'll see. An Army Special Ezra Mayas and two other soldiers who fell asleep in their tank last year after a week-long training exercise in Europe. When they woke up, the tank was speeding down the hill, and Specialist Mayas and his two comrades were trapped inside the tank. Tank rolled over, and he wound up getting pinned. And in order to save his comrades, he amputated his own leg, which was badly damaged and caused him to be trapped, so that he and his two other comrades could get out of the tank. Now, that in itself is an amazing story. I don't know what sort of military award he got for that, if he got anything. But still, it just makes you think about something here for a second. Just makes you think. Now, overseas, the U.S. has ramped up its air campaign in Afghanistan to its highest level in 9 years as peace negotiations between the Taliban and the U.S. has totally unraveled. The U.S. has just dramatically ramped up its air campaign against the militants in Afghanistan, and every chance they get, they're bombing the bad guys, every chance they get. By the way, the foreign minister of one of the smallest nations in Europe, Estonia, said that NATO only works when all the territories in the alliance are sacred and every member is committed to die for your neighbor if it's attacked. Estonia wants to get into NATO. And I say if they want to get in that bad, let them in. Now, the Pentagon, by the way, contrary to some of the stories you're hearing, the Pentagon asserted that top defense officials were, in fact, consulted before President Trump's surprise and widely criticized announcement that the U.S. troops would leave northeastern Syria ahead of the Turkish offensive in the area was done. I have no reason to doubt that based on the information that I've got. And, of course, the moves are confusing. We'll just have to sit back and see what happens as a result of all this. And again, as Denise reported, and as I can confirm, not only is Syria and the Free Syrian Army involved in this, and Turkey, but also Iran has now established a presence in Syria at a number of the military installations there, with the Iraqi Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Quds Force, and they are in Syria as we speak, conducting exercises of their own. So, we may have ourselves a full-scale conflict involving Iran before all this is said and done. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Mm-hmm. Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
And that is my flagship station I'm broadcasting on, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, along all the network and the great stations that are playing our program right now, and thank you very much for that. And by the way, special shout out to everybody tonight in Las Vegas, Nevada, our favorite listeners there. And don't forget, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, like many of us do, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle, hip pain, muscle aches, joint pain, whatever the case may be, I encourage you to try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, because it's a non-narcotic, all-natural way to take care of the pains that you have. Now, it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You'll get in about 3 to 5 days, $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain for more information and to find out how to order it. Now, I can tell you I've been taking it for about 3.5 years and it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. And if you want to try something different than taking the medication, the narcotics that some people have to take, and the heavy-duty doses of ibuprofen and Aleve and everything else loading up, which isn't good for you either, then this is the alternative. ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. About 80% of the people stay on it after that because it works, plain and simple. It works. It worked for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What would you say if I told you you had 45 minutes to get yourself ready for a power outage, which was going to last 2 to 3 days, maybe even a week? What would you say?
I don't know. I hope I'll have a Tesla.
I know. But this is what happened in California yesterday, to not the 800,000 people we were told about, but to about 1.5 or 1.6 million people. And all of a sudden, people are scrambling. I got friends out there that are going, my God, you can't believe this. Don't know what we're going to do. And I said, well, maybe it's time to go to Nevada and think about moving. What do you think?
Well, listen, when you had the wildfires that come there, and then, you know, it's the PG&E and then the lawsuits that took place, and if they feel that there's any chance that something might go wrong or spark might set something off, you're just going to err on the side of caution at this point in time after what happened. And we all know that they have all sorts of warnings out in areas like California in regards to cigarettes and whatnot going back to the days. It just, you know, so happened that there was a terrible, terrible fire, and it was just the conditions were right to make it really bad.
Killed 85 people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the difference is that there's always been fires in California.
Right.
Always.
Right.
This is nothing new. If you actually take a look at the science, we love those beautiful sequoia trees and how big they are. And
yep.
They're just, you go to see them, they're magical. Those trees won't grow unless there is a forest fire.
Right.
It's the only way the seeds come out. So, but the difference now is there's just that many more people living there and in nature and all these places. That's why it's dangerous. There's no other way. You look back and the amount of people that have lived in that state and these various different areas, these are very populous areas now. So, again, of course, any type of fire is going to be dangerous. What would you do if you're PG&E? You can't guarantee that something bad might not happen, but I can guarantee you if something does happen that goes wrong or there is a fire, you're going to get sued again and you're going to get blamed.
Well, they went bankruptcy over the first one, killing 85 people, causing billions of dollars in damage, and an agreement was finally reached about a year ago, PG&E and the people that died and whatnot, and they just figured that they were going to get swamped with liability claims again, and this is one of the reasons. But this isn't just the San Francisco area or the Napa Valley or something like that. This is 34 counties across Central and Northern California that are going to have these power outages.
Yeah, I have friends out there as well, and again, it's nothing that they're going to have to deal with out there. I mean, it is what it is. You're right, Matt. You know, it may push people out. People may just say, you know what, that's all I can stand. I can't stand anymore, and move like many people do around this country. That's the beauty of the United States, is that if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else.
Yep. Now, I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and find out what he's all about. Now, Apple is under fire right now for that app that seems to aid the Hong Kong protesters as to where the police are at. And they've gotten rid of that app, apparently.
I think they've taken it down. China ordered them to take it down there, and I think that they did.
Okay, and speaking of China, and I don't know if they're baiting the U.S. on this or not, China says they're open to a partial deal if the president would delay some of the tariff increases, and lo and behold, yesterday, the president said he was delaying some of the tariff increases. I guess he's giving them a chance to see if they're going to keep their word, but would you trust China?
No, we're going to see where we're at. I mean, obviously, the most important thing is not... It's not agricultural product exchanges. It's, you know, technology, forced technology transfers. You know, that's the thing that we've got to deal with. And, I mean, honestly, Matt, I could care less. We're doing just fine, aren't we? I mean,
sure.
We've got a low unemployment. Wages are rising. Consumers there, we're fine. Don't worry about it. You don't need China. They need us more than we need them, quite honestly. The problem is that too many people in this country and too many businesses in this country sell their soul for an extra dollar. rather than looking about what's better for the country over the long term. And that's the same thing that's happening now. We got to get this right. I don't care if it takes another year, another 2 years. It is what it is. You can start working with our allies around the globe, open up other trading places anywhere. You don't want our stuff, fine. And guess what? Our various different supply chains will continue to move elsewhere.
Right. And, of course, something else that's going on here is I had one of my friends that's a truck driver. He hauls LTL freight, which is less than truckload, rather, and it's the most profitable end of freight. And he told me, he says he's busy, he can work as much as he wants, he's making all kinds of money. It's been that way for the last 3 months with the advent of, and by the way, a lot of this air freight, and people don't understand this, you pay for expedited delivery by what you think is an airplane, correct?
Yes.
Never sees a plane, goes by truck. Anything between here and Chicago, anything between here and Dallas, anything between here and New York, anything between here and Boston is pretty much next day delivery by a truck. A team loads it, takes it up the line, gets it up there to Boston, to the hub there, Newark, New Jersey, the hub there, JFK, the hub there, and so on and so forth. And then a local delivery truck takes it to where it goes. Never sees a plane.
It's just logistics. I mean, yeah. If I want to fly to Boston, sure, it's quicker for me to fly to Boston, you know, but it's just if I had to get to the flight, but first I got to get to the airport, I got to park my car, I got to get on the plane, I got to go through security, I got all that good stuff. When all said and done, it's quicker to drive.
Now, did you hear about American Airlines again? They've canceled their 737 MAX flights until at least January of 16th of 2020.
Yeah, this Boeing thing is a real kicker to, this has most certainly been a bit of a drain on our economy as well, not being able to get these things going, and also how this has affected the airlines. So, yeah, again, they've got to get this thing figured out sooner rather than later.
Now, why is the EU and their value-added tax system with all kinds of fraud in it, why is it we're hearing that it may be funding terrorism? What's that all about? Do you know?
I'm not sure how it goes about. But the value added tax is something that's a tax is put on various different stages of the production cycle of a product, and it's something that you pay at the point of sale over there. It's just another tax. You know, some people kind of like to equate that as almost like if we had the fair tax here in this country, replace it with a value added tax to get rid of the income tax. I don't know, you know, how money is being diverted into terrorism. I don't know how that's working at all. I read that story.
I don't either, but it's being reported by One American News, and it's one of their business stories in there that this is apparently happening. Okay, well, we're coming up on the music here. Now, your website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, right?
You got it.
Send everybody over there to take a look and see what you're all about, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And we'll be coming back after the top of the hour. Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook. And we'll have him on the air when we come back. And, of course, there's so much stuff that's going on right now. It's really hard to take a look at what the most important story would be because of the Syria thing and the impeachment thing. And holy smokes. But anyway, I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.